So we just played some Billy Idol, and we were talking about some Billy Idol lore, me being the old person in the room. Yeah, he played on Queen's campus for that tour.
That's
the Rebel
awesome.
Yell tour. He played over, like, you go to Mitchell Hall to study now and just live. Yeah, Billy Idol played there.
That's so
he
great.
He did That's for the so Rebel Yell tour. And we played him because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction list has come out. And it's always super salty and everyone has a lot to say about it. And like, what even is rock and roll anymore? Whatever. And we're going to run out of inductees. So what? Billy Idol has just brought joy to it because, you know, there's always like, will people even show up and accept the honor?
Yeah.
You know, they might be too snobby about it. Or the Sex Pistols famously wrote this like crazy letter when they were nominated, and Billy Idol is going to be there.
What did the Sex Pistols say?
Oh, go! I can't say any of it on the air. It's so good. But they have it. If you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, they have it up on the wall. And it's all crumpled because, like, and it's there, like, their response to it. Now, they didn't show up. But Billy Idol, like, he's going to show up and he's going to be smiling. And apparently he's bringing Steve Stevens, who's the guitarist you just heard. He's going to be there, like, having the best time ever. And just, yeah, ready for a party. So anyway, Phil Collins is in there, and I pulled up New Order because Joy Division / New Order is getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been nominated a few times, and I told you off the air, like, I found it so strange that they put the two bands together with the Slash. I've never seen that happen before. I know why, but I think they're two different bands, and I'm going to go with New Order, which is the unpopular choice in here, I'm sure. I love New Order. I love New Order. We're going to play some of them a little later on. Okay, so what did we play?
And we'll talk about Descartes or Descartes or whatever.
We were laughing because I kind of corrected you at the end, as I'm sorry I do that too often. And then when she sang the song.
Well, she's Irish. Sprint's Dublin band.
She said it the two ways we were saying it. She actually corrected herself too.
Yeah.
Or
hot,
not.
Yeah. Well, I'm making a hot take now. Maybe not a hot take, but I think these guys are going to be big in the next couple of years.
Oh!
The Sprints, I think they're going to be up and coming.
All right.
So when I'm right and they're getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm going to pull up this archive, play it for my kids in 30 years and say, hey.
Descartes.
Hey. Big Pops knows something about music.
Oh, my God. Quinn's here. He's
He just walked in.
Oh, my God.
He just walked in.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay. here.
Talking about chat, we played the chats earlier. A new study came out about sperm whale communication. So we all know that whales use, like, echolocation, clicks, and whines, and I mean, I went and saw an amazing whale IMAX documentary a couple of years ago at the Science Center back when that was still around. But new studies have come out showing that their language, their communication resembles that of human language. Less so the sounds carry emotion, but actual meaning. And the structure is being, like, compared to that of, like, Mandarin and Latin. So just really interesting, just some science stuff coming out. Researchers are using AI to detect these patterns, machine learning to detect these patterns. And it's not just a pattern of clicks. So some cool information for you to start off your morning. And big shout out to my friend Zoe, who is kind of my inspired my interest in marine biology.
Okay.
I'm
okay if they take over. I'm
who's
good
sperm
with,
whales?
Yeah. I'd be happy to hand that over to them.
I'm sure that millions of years ago, when humans decided to come on land, sperm whales were in whales and dolphins were like, hey, we could do that, but life would get so much more complicated.
I know. So they're smarter than us.
Let's just hang out in the water.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, we're going to play some new music. Royal Otis, again, I always play Royal Otis, but I like them and I'm going to see them this summer and you're going to have to hear them every week on my show. Sorry. New music from Ribbon Skirt, caught them at the Polaris Prize last fall. Wonderful. Wrong Planet Off, Wrong Planet. And I don't know. New music from Cannons too, probably. Oh, look, there's Muse. Oh my God, there's so much still we can play. So stick around. Indie Wake Up Call continues. We'll get Quinn on here in a second. All right. We're coming back. Here comes Royal Otis.
She's so cool, it blows my mind all the time. It tastes like pain. Was born a clown, but now I'm known to cry. Some days change. Only fools say love is blind.
my God. We can play it. Just play, okay. Just play in the background. There we go. Because we did like this band. Yeah. You were like, they're going to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Pops is going to tell the kids what's up.
So what were we listening to there, Cindy?
We listened to an old band called Social Distortion that has new music. It's called Partners in Crime. And a lot of old Gen Xers love that band. And it sounded pretty much like a Social Distortion song. So there we go. That's what we heard. Lovely. And then we heard Ribbon Skirt. Sorry, Wrong Planet. And Royal Otis, Sweet Hallelujah. Like nice. I said, you're gonna be hearing them a lot. Yeah. Until I go see them. Hopefully they're good. I hype bands up too much sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I go see them like, oh, sorry everybody for making you all go too. But they're gonna be great.
Hey, your influence is just ever reaching.
The chats were not like that. They were so right good. On. So you did give us another chat song that we didn't play.
Yeah.
I think we should play it.
Should we play it? Should we play
all chats all morning long? What's up?
Okay.
What else though?
Oh yeah, I've been listening to it's exam season. I've been listening to just a lot of like chiller stuff. So the song "Emmanuel" by TK and the Holy Know Nothings. It's a different vibe for sure, but I think it resonates. It's about just overusing substances to get your life on track and it inevitably derailing.
There was an Art Brut song I put on there. Do we see it?
Yeah.
Let's go down for a second. Did I put it in there? Maybe I did not. I got to find it because Rue interviewed them the other day in Toronto and I want to talk about them. We'll do that later on. More. Awesome. Oh, and New Order. I wanted to play some New Order because we talked about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well.
Sure. Let's go rant to New Order. New Order, and then...
I don't know.
We'll take it from there.
Yeah. All right. It's an instrumental, but you know it. Maybe you don't. I do. Okay.
All right.
It's your wake-up call. Good morning, everyone.
Come in. Come in.
New Order. We were playing some instrumental Thieves Like Us, and yeah, in going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's also a record store day this weekend. So I've been like, Brian, I'll be to share all the stories, like Zap, Brian's Record Option. What's the one in the mall? I don't know where they are, but they're independent. I like those kids in there. And something else, Zap, Brian's, and anyone else selling records. There's stuff happening.
Have I told you about my record collection?
Tell.
Yeah. So I started collecting 2020. Not much to do. Had a record player, never used it. Hooked it up to an old amp, old speakers.
Okay.
And sent emails to all my family saying, hey, does anyone have any records? Like, just begging, right? And I got the greatest inheritance ever. Big shout out to my cousin Malcolm. He blessed me up with his ex-girlfriend's.
Oh, like Malcolm.
Literally every single record, every good record from the 70s, 80s, and early 90s that you could ever think of, this woman had. This woman, like...
Does she know you have it?
Now I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? You're playing them and you're enjoying them.
And you know what? Malcolm's such a good guy. He never deserves this kind of pain that he went through. But
I love this. This is great.
And so he ended up with this record collection. And blessed us up, put me off on a great start. It was like 150 records, every single Pink Floyd album.
Amazing.
Every single Pink Floyd album.
Amazing. And they are sitting gathering dust in a lot of houses. Like, yeah. I know my CDs are like that. I gave a lot away last year to my co-hosts from CFRC. Like, I made little books for them when they left and for CDs, because they were buying CDs for like a buck, right? Yeah. Whereas records, as you probably learned, when you don't get to inherit them, they're so expensive if you want a new one, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, well, my record collection's almost doubled since 2020, and it's an unhealthy habit. I worked next to a record store back in high school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Cops, shout out to Cops on the Danforth.
Yes.
In Toronto.
Yes, I've been there.
Great people, and good, at the time, good budget. Good budget records.
Okay, yeah, because there's always got to be that secondhand section, which all the record stores we were just talking about, they all have that. And I love, have you been into ours in Kingston? Like,
yeah.
Everyone knows Brian. Like,
of course.
Gary down at Zap and down at Something Else Records. Like, we've had a lot of CFRC friends worked and hang out down there too. And I just love them all. They're all great.
Yeah.
Brian has, I just saw him on a reel, so we'll share that as well. Any like really deep cut albums that you just didn't know what they were and now they're so precious to you?
Yeah. You're going to really scoff at this. I mean, it's not.
No,
indie,
I'm not. But, I'm so sad that I. That
I was at a flea market in just outside Barrie. If y'all know the 401 flea or the 400 flea market in New Market. And I was just browsing, saw something called the Red Hot Burrito Brothers or something, the Red Hot Burritos, and started listening to that. All of a sudden, I love it. It's like a country rock sort of.
Amazing.
Like, it's great. It's great. Maybe we should play that.
Let's play it.
Yeah.
We're deciding whether you and your brother are going to be here next Thursday. That's just a stay tuned kind of situation. We don't know what's happening. You guys have to leave. That's fine. The semester ends and students leave. You're going to come back in a full year because you're doing quip, right? Both of you.
Yep.
All right. We're going to hold some space for you here.
It's been lovely.
However, we don't know if you're going to be back next Thursday or not. You guys are going to work that out.
Yeah.
Flying Burrito Brothers.
So these are the Flying Burrito Brothers.
I know that album cover. Yeah. I don't know why, but I do.
They, this was a true crate dig. Never heard of them. Just liked the name. Had some draw. And all of a sudden, they're like top 10 in my Spotify listens.
All right.
So we're going to listen to Sin City.
Line it up. Let's put it up
next.
Put it up. And then we're going to hear our Record Store Day to celebrate Record Store Day. Okay. Yeah, it's costly, but it's lovely.
Hey.
All right. Every day is Record Store Day in here. All right. Indie Wake Up Call. Let's keep going.
Take it home right away. You-
Those records aren't for playing.
Those records are for eBaying.
Those records aren't for playing.
Those records are for eBaying.
Those records aren't for playing.
Those records are for eBaying.
Those records are not for playing.
Those records are for eBaying.
Those records aren't for playing. Playing. They're for paying, displaying, and eBaying.
Oh, when I wake up, I don't wake up until I crawl inside a coffee cup full of speed and powder, drugs and coffee. When I get to work, I don't get to work until I give my brain another jerk with a couple keep me goings and a calm me down. Hey, some folks roll out of man, they rise and fall just like God would have. And life's as easy as just pressing the gas and going. Well, I wish I could, but spent a lot of years trading the tides for coffee and beers. And now I gotta shift my own busted gears, I'm a manual. And when it's happy hour, it ain't happy hour until a couple rounds tall, strong and sour get to shining up my smile for you to see. And when it's time to chill, don't got time to chill until I get my watch and start standing still. And I know how, but that sure will be expensive. Oh, some folks roll out of man, they rise and fall just like God would have. And life's as easy as just pressing the gas and going. Well, I wish I could, but spent a lot of years trading the tides for coffee and beers. And now I gotta shift my own busted gears, I'm a man. I need my chemicals to keep this vehicle on the road.
Now,
Andrew Monica,
can you guys say hi for us?
Hey guys.
Do we expecting this?
Not
okay,
at all.
Let's go to the radio station and check it out. Here you are. You're live on the radio this morning on Indie Wake Up Call CFRC. Where are you guys from?
The Bowmanville High School.
Right on.
We're here with Drama Fest. We have about 13 schools coming for regionals, and we are performing There Is No Play for. Hopefully the chance to move to provincials.
So it's like a drama competition.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like Glee, but drama.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so is this an original play you guys are performing?
So no. We're performing a work by a playwright called Arthur M. Jolly. And basically we wanted to, it's about censorship. And we wanted to kind of bring in, there's basically a, right now in drama, there's a lot of hardship, and the play's about healing through dramas. That's kind of what we wanted to bring in by performing the play.
Cool. Building community and doing that. That's awesome. I love it. I love it, guys.
So, Monica, have you been into a radio station ever before?
I have not, but a little fun fact about me. When I was born, my aunt worked at a radio station, and she announced live to everyone that I was born when I was born to the whole world. So that's kind of cool.
That's
the only chance I've ever kind of gotten. But
the birth heard around the world right there.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Have you been to Queen's Campus before?
I have not.
Okay. Well, I think the sun might come out. We'll see. But it doesn't matter. It's all good things. All good things. And all right, so there's so many of you, though. So how many schools you said again?
13 schools.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think we've got like five of them in here right now.
Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Make some noise in our studio here, guys. How's it going? Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, this is so good. And I did have a request for the Killers. Who did that?
Me.
Yeah, come on. Right. Oh. Sarah, yeah. So the Killers. Why do you want to hear the Killers?
I don't know. I was kind of just listening to that song yesterday, and I thought... Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I'm awkward. It's a good we love awkward in here. It's kind of who we all are. It's a great song that we're going to go out with. Because, it's a good morning song as well, too. But I want you guys to have a good time. And good luck.
Thank you.
It is a competition, but it's also like friendship time.
Oh, of course.
And all your other nerdy, drama, awesome friends. We're part of it. We love it so much. So, here's some Mr. Brightside. As you guys get on into your day and have a great time this weekend.
Good morning, everyone.
I just land, our land is sinking. But the country, it is rising. Either betting on us floating, or they're counting on us dying. They say leave, leave you madman. Try to talk, talk sense to me. But maybe he will part the waters like he did back with the Red Sea. So goodbye, so goodbye, all you blank roads, all you liveries, mills and derricks, just a steeple, Belfort company, houses long gone, carted off on wheels. Here on the roof of a church, so goes all of your good work. You're not too far off, my friend, to say I'm off the deep end. I am famous in the city as a fool on his last stand. Some call to me as they row past, slowly silent, I raise my glass. Left my collar and my congregation. Not a sailor, not a shepherd, just a lighthouse in rough weather. Here on the roof of a church, so goes all of your good work. You're not too far off, my friend, to say I'm off the deep end. The rooftops, they say, out of sight, silent, gone. Was I a good captain as the vessel went down? I ask at the gate, as the trumpets all sound, was I a good captain as the vessel went down? This great ship of Zion makes room for the next. What we lost on the ground, the sky will protect. Some unbroken surface will make a secret. Great of water closes round the neck, and an old woman's wave from the deck of the ship says hello, come help, it is hard to tell. And a man's hypnotized by the flower's prayer, he finds his own way to talk to the dead. And a poor man of love says the earth is not round. He would say anything to not be alone. And the wonder calls when it was water and next. A flame tries to cling to the life it has left. All of them shadows, all of them shadows that reminded me of mine. All of them shadows.
that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh my God. Like, honestly, they did not have a tour booked. Chance just told us, like, yeah, they just sort of walked in and said, can we come into the radio station? All these kids just shows up. They all show up. And they were so nice.
Yeah.
So sweet. And tentative at first until we kind of gave them control of the station. We let them sit in the seats, headphones, photos. We should have told them to tag us. We didn't do that. Oh. Come on, kids. Hopefully they'll do that. Anyway.
Hopefully they're listening right now.
Yeah, drama kids too. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Welcome. So good.
Yeah.
Put them on the air. I want to go back and listen to it too. They asked if they could go back. I'm like, yeah, we can always listen to it on the archives. So it was great.
When I think back to my drama, like my high school, middle school days, it was always the people in drama that was having the most fun.
I know.
It's like, they're not worried about what everyone's thinking about them.
They get rid of that early.
Yeah.
Just press pause for a second here. Okay. You are leaving. You might be back next week. We don't know.
Hey, you'll have to tune in next week.
I am definitely not here. So chaos can ensue. Although it was a little chaotic this morning and it was a great show. Thank you so much. And if I'm not going to see you for a year you won't be back for Peach Pit.
I don't know yet.
Okay, you might be. Quinn said he's got a ticket. So maybe. Maybe I'll see you then and you can come see me on that Thursday.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you wanted to play a song to me that is super dad-coded and very like Ontario dad-coded, because this is an artist in his time really was regional. Like if you talk to people from out west, like they don't really know who he is. But he had the song from the Olympics this year that was nonstop.
Yeah, the
Bearcat.
The Bearcat.
Yeah, he did.
Honestly, don't like that song. But I love the next one coming up.
It was kind of a depressing Olympics, so I kind of now associate Bearcat with that.
Well, that's why I can't listen to I can't listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. I can't listen to Freebird without just urge to throw up.
Lay it on the line from the playoffs last year where Edmonton got to game 6 again, game 7 again. So anyway, all the things.
Hey, let's end on a positive note here.
On a positive note, we're going to play Hypnotize the Moving from David Wilcox for all the... can I ask, like, this is something from the other generation. That's why you know this? Why do you know this?
Because of the Bearcat, I was like, who is this guy?
Okay.
Why is everyone freaking out? And then I realized, you know what? He got some depth to him.
Oh, he has quite the history playing shows in this town, let me tell you. Anyway,
coming
off
up.
The air.
I wish I could. Now Queen Victoria gave